Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports on this Thursday. A little bit of hoops around the area tonight. Bowden and Darlington play on the high school level this evening. Then a busy full slate of action coming up in high school basketball tomorrow evening with some good games around the area. We'll talk about those like Carrollton and Hiram, Heard County and Central are going to play, Gordon Lee and Bowden, Piedmont, Harrelson County, Northgate at Temple. So a busy night on the prep boards coming up tomorrow. College basketball tonight, West Georgia and Albany State in the Coliseum, a 5:30 tip for Scott Groninger and his ball club. Coming in is West Georgia and ASU battle it out. And after back-to-back 99-point performances, West Georgia will get in against a much tougher opponent tonight. Assistant coach Shatil Bradford told me yesterday, in spite of the weak opposition the last couple of games, there were things this team can take out of it.
I mean, the thing that I take away from it is that a couple of people that haven't been able to make shots up until this game really got an opportunity to get some shots up in a college game. We got a lot of our inexperienced freshmen. We got them some play time. I mean, Jalen Shaw came out with 15 and 16 last night. So for us, that's the great takeaway, is that we're giving people experience that wouldn't normally get as much playing time. So they're having opportunities to really go out there and show themselves and really get more experience with the ball.
It's going to be a 5:30 start for that one. Saturday's game times have been moved in order not to conflict with the Georgia-LSU football game. The women will tip at noon against Clark Atlanta, and the men will go at about 2 o'clock. Everybody will be gone by 4 before kickoff time comes in Atlanta. A couple of other notes as far as West Georgia athletics concerned. What a tremendous year for Tierra White. She was named Region Freshman of the Year yesterday. That's all the Division II programs in the southeastern part of the country. She was Freshman of the Week a bunch of times, Freshman of the Year in the Gulf South Conference, and now adds this to her list. West Georgia's indoor track team of their first official meet coming up this weekend, a Birmingham Southern event being held over in Alabama. West Georgia's had outdoor women's track now for a handful of years. They're starting on the indoor side. Pretty much same kids, same athletes. A little bit different type of events, but that'll be coming up there. College basketball, the Big Ten won the ACC Big Ten crossover with an 8-6 margin. Georgia Tech helped the ACC last night, 73-56, a blowout win over Nebraska for the Georgia Tech team. Carolina got just absolutely hammered at home by Ohio State. Georgia, big winner last night as well. Bulldogs hung a number on North Carolina Central, beat them by 36. That's sports. I'm Mitch Gray.